Can you see the slides?
ですね。はい。じゃあ、尾身川の方から、
Then please allow me to talk about the fourth quarter FY 2023 Japanese region business. First of all, I have already touched upon this. Last year, we talked about what we wanted to realize for the enterprise market, and especially here, in April of last year, we had completed a solution and the delivery started. Also, there was an explanation that in the Japanese market, there has been some delay compared to the global market for the platform approach. So compared to the other regions, Japan is slightly behind in this area. As for the consumer market, we have the beyond device security that will be pushed further. As for the enterprise business in the fourth quarter, as mentioned, we have a platform strategy. And first of all, we have XDR that we have focused on the larger enterprises on. And we have some slight delay in starting in Japan, but for this technology, Japanese companies have been behind in adopting this kind of technology, and we have started the delivery here in Japan, and so compared to the previous year, there has been a growth by 55.5%. As a result of this, and when it comes to the companies that have deployed XDR, there is a managed detection and response service that has been provided as Service One from Q3. We have started our activities and we have seen steady growth here. And among the customers, compared to the previous year, it has grown by 2.2 times. And when Service One and XDR is used, then we see that the sales by the customers has increased by 54%. When they start using this for security operations, there are more requirements that come up. And so there are additional orders that come in as a result of their adopting this technology. Also, in Japan, the AWS marketplace was started in Japan after other markets, but we are seeing steady growth here. And in the AWS marketplace, we have seen growth so that compared to the prior year, there's a growth by 35%. There still remains a large demand for on-premise. And when it comes to the public sector and the financial industry, we have the on-premise deep security business that still is growing steadily. And for the SMB customers, overall, there was a mention about the appliance situation, but the appliance replacement cycle has started, and there has been some delay in the delivery, so that compared to the prior year, there had been some drop in the hardware sales. But we have grown the number of customers and the managed service area has grown as well. And furthermore, we have the XDR function for the SMB market. And we have made available a service in this area. So we have added XDR functions and we're seeing more business in that area. And especially in Q3 and Q4, for NTT West and so on, there has been announcements made. In Q4, there has been momentum in the increase in the number of customers there. Once this takes off, then the service value per customer will increase. This will increase our menu offering, and that will increase the income per customer on our part. And as we head towards 2024, the Trend Micro Vision 1 we will be moving forward with a modern SOC by using Vision 1. We want to enhance the ROI benefits. So we'll continue to promote the cybersecurity platform. And in the incident response of XDR, we need to get the message out in accurately and correctly. And there's also the attack surface risk management that will be deployed in Japan. And there's going to be many security steps that will be taken. And there are 240 companies that have been specified as important infrastructure companies. And there's also the supply chain customers in that area. So we need something like an attack surface risk management because there's much attention focused in this area. We want to continue to appeal this and get the market. And we'll be using generative AI as well. And we'll be taking advantage of this technology for our Japanese customers as well. And with Vision 1, as already mentioned, from a single service, the customer requirements increase, and there are new sensors that we are able to deploy to our customers. And there's also CNAPP, and we are offering a solution in this area. For the SMB market, we have a partner that is collaborating with us to expand our XDR sales. And through the partner, we want to target the SMB market. We have already seen growth in this area, but with the addition of XDR, and as we increase the customer satisfaction here in Japan, we believe that partners will be active even more from here onwards in selling this. And so, there's also the new Cloud Edge, where the deliveries are going to be increasing. And in the consumer area, there's the beyond device security. And with new materials, we have been able to increase the business by 28%. And as mentioned, there's going to be sales of this for Japan as well, device security products. PC shipments are going down, but with new sales expansion, we are seeing growth.
Device security now covers all the different types of operating systems. And again, using a new channel, we're trying to offset the shipment decline of PC. Of course, the smartphone sales is also declining somewhat, but we are trying to offset that. And out of 47 prefectures, we are collaborating with 22 prefectures' law enforcement. We are a trusted partner, and we are going wider and deeper into this. For FY24, we will be utilizing AI, including chatbot, in order to increase the efficiency of our communication with our customers, making the communication easier for our customers to understand. And we also want to implement the measures against expanding risks. There are specific risks or specific features about the risks in Japan. And therefore, we would like to continue to provide new products and services that will suit the customers' needs. And we will continue our awareness-raising activities together with public organizations in order to enhance Trend Micro's trust so that people will feel safe and protected using our products and services. That's all from me. Thank you.